I know, that was really a tough call. All right, let me see here. Let's look, getting in a little closer. Be sure you're over the railroad tracks. We got the next couple of contestants. They're doing a really good job being over the railroad tracks. They're kind of setting the example. I hope the rest of you guys can do that. Yeah. That's definitely dark color, but what's that other one? Is that brown? No, it's green. Green and brown. Looks like a Cirrus, maybe. Half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm just going to have you turn right. Turn right to pick up that east-west road for runway 36. Start that turn now. Turn, 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 turn. There we go. The green and black Cirrus out there. Thanks for making that turn for 36. Monitor tower 126.6. We got a Cherokee. It's a little far out. A little far out. We can nail that half mile pretty well because we got some physical landmarks to use that. Cherokee, half mile southwest of Fisk. I want you to start a right turn eastbound. Turn right eastbound now. Pick up that east-west road. There we go, Cherokee. Great job on that turn. Pick up that east-west road for runway 36. You're going to be on 126.6. Monitor tower. Have a great time. We are on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. 27 and 36. We got a white. And, what do you say? Oh, somebody's whispering in my ear. Alpha's up now. All right, I got a white and white. And what is that color? We got a white Cessna, half mile southwest of Fisk. I want you to start your right-hand turn in 3, 2, 1. Turn. Turn right eastbound. Turn right eastbound. Start that turn. Turn, 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 turn. Turn, 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 turn. Great job with that turn. Pick up that east-west road. You're going for runway 36. Monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming. Once again, where are we at? Pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. 27 and 36. 27 and 36. For special request, we're sending almost everybody to 36. The fast guys, the bigger guys, we're going to leave on 27, but the little guys we're going to put on 36 once again for special request. So if you get to Fisk, and you're a little guy and you really want 27, just tell me and I'll be happy to put you on those railroad tracks. You can practice runway 27. If not, you can expect 36. Once again, big and fast, 27. Little guys going to 36. On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. We are on the Green Lake transition. Green Lake, Green Lake. I hope that's not because it's full of weeds and algae. If you're coming up over those railroad tracks, 1,800 feet, 90 knots, 2,300 feet, maybe 135, 140. But once you get up, if you're fast, you're going to hit Fisk. It's going to be gear down, slow down, get down. You're going to have to find a gap and get yourself into that hole. It's usually not a problem, but this coming year, I'm telling you what, be ready. Be practicing that because it's going to be packed. It's going to be monster. We got a white and red Cessna coming up on Fisk. Disregard the wing rock. I'm just going to make you turn in 3, 2, 1. Turn now. Turn now. White and red Cessna coming up on Fisk. Turn right eastbound. Right turn eastbound. Turn, 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 turn. There's the turn. I love to see that. You follow that east-west road. You're going for runway 36, 126.6. Thanks for coming. We are on the Green Lake transition today. You want to be over those railroad tracks coming up? Be sure you find somebody of same type, at least the same speed to follow. If you can't follow at that speed, you can come in a little bit faster and a little bit higher, not at the same altitude. That doesn't work so well. But once you get to Fisk, it's going to be gear down, slow down, get down. We need everybody in line and doing more or less the same thing. And we've got a couple coming. Looks like there's one that's up high. That's all right. It's going to work out great. Dun, 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 dun. And once again, pages 20 and 22. For special requests, little guys, smaller guys are going to 3-6. The bigger, faster ones, we're going to leave for 2-7. If you get to Fisk and you really want to do the other one, tell me. I'm more than happy to get you in line and try to get you what you want. But we have a special request going on for 3-6 right now, and I'm just trying to accommodate them. Looks like we got a twin coming up. What do you think, huh? Yeah, I think you're right. Looks like a Baron, maybe white and black Baron, half mile, well, a little further than half mile, coming up on a half mile now. White and black Baron, half mile southwest of Fisk, rock your wings. White and black Twin, quarter mile southwest of Fisk, rock your wings. Good wing rock there. Straight ahead of the railroad tracks. You want to gear down, slow down, get down. Location is more important than anything else. If you're in the right location and we're calling a twin, that'd be you. White and gray Cherokee. Cherokee over Fisk. Turn right eastbound now. Cherokee over Fisk. Right turn eastbound. Right turn eastbound. Cherokee over Fisk. You're going to 3-6. The Baron straight ahead over the railroad tracks. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower on 118.5. Cherokee, nice job with that turn. Pick up that east-west road. It's a little low off your right front. You're going to 36. It's going to be 126.6. Once again, when we're calling stuff, it's all about location. If you're a low wing and you're not a Cessna, or you're a low wing and you're not a Cherokee, and we're calling you a Cherokee, go with the location. Location is king. If we're saying a half mile and you're in that half mile target range, and it's not the exact type, it's not the exact color, go with it. And we got a couple more coming up. It's going to be just a couple minutes. Looks like there's one over top and one underneath. That's going to work out just fabulous. What do you think that is? Yeah, I think you're right. Looks like a Cirrus. We're going to say gray Cirrus, half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Gray Cirrus. Gray Cirrus, nice wing rock, sir. Straight ahead, gear down, slow down, get down. You're going for runway 27. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower 118.5. I got a blue and yellow, and I have no idea what that is. Stinson, maybe. Stinson, right turn eastbound. Blue and yellow over Fisk. Right turn eastbound now. You're going to go to runway 36. Turn. I see you turning. Great job. Pick up that east-west road. You're going to runway 36. You can monitor tower 126.6. Nice looking plane. I got another one coming up. A little high, a little fast. Mooney, you want a 2-7 or you want 3-6? Because if 3-6 is going to be tough, man, you're following a slow guy. So I'll tell you what. Mooney, over Fisk, give me a wing rock. Straight ahead over the rubber tracks, runway 2-7. Good wing rock there, Mooney. Gear down, slow down, get down. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower 118.5. Have a great time. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Once again, we're on pages. What are we on? 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. We are landing on 2-7 and runway 3-6. Yes, that was my phone. Green Lake is the initial transition fix. Be sure you get familiar with those other ones. I guarantee we're going to be using them this year. It's going to be record killer traffic, record numbers of planes. It's going to be a really, really big show. What is that? Oh, you think that's a? Yeah, it might be a long ease. I haven't seen one for a while. Looks like a long ease, half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Great wing rock, long easy. Which runway do you want? Tell me now.
3-6.
Long easy, right turn eastbound, right turn. Pick up that east-west road. You're on the left base for runway 3-6. Thanks for coming. Oh, what a turn. We love that. You have no idea how much we appreciate when you make a snap roll turn. Oh, man, I'm telling you what. That is awesome. Long easy. Monitor tower 126.6. Great job.
Don't ever change, man. You're awesome.
Let's see. Where are we at? Oh, Green Lake Transit. I think we did that. Half mile on trail, 1,800 feet, 90 knots. If you can't do that 90 knots for as long as you might have to, you can go up to 2,300 at about a 135, 140. But once you get up at Fisk, you got to be ready. It's going to be gear down, slow down, get down. You're going to have to find a hole, get in line, and get at the speed everybody else is flying. I get it. That can be challenging, especially if you're coming in fully loaded. I get it. That's why you need to practice. This is just procedural stuff. Yeah, we got a few more coming in. Be sure you're over the railroad tracks, not right, not left. I get it if you're close, and it looks like everybody's pretty close. But if you're too far left, you're too far right, and everybody just kind of relaxes on that, you're going to get up, you're going to turn to the downwind, you're going to turn maybe base, and all of a sudden that distance between you is going to be very, very different. And then we're going to be playing the dot game. No, you the next dot, and you put it down close. Get ready because you're going to have to go to the next one as well because the guy behind you is closer. And that can be a lot of fun. What in the world? I got something white and yellow, half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Good wing rock there, white and yellow. Make a right turn eastbound. Right turn eastbound. You're going to pick up that east-west road. You're going for runway 3-6. Beautiful turn, sir. You're going to roll out on the road. It's going to be awesome. White and yellow, thanks for coming. You monitor tower on 126.6.
You have a good one.
See ya. Let's see what some other nuggets I can throw at you here. Oh, well, I got a couple more coming. But a lot of times you're going to see, and you may have an experience to you too, is that you're on final. You're lined up to hit the dot. Looks like I got two of them pretty close out there. Looks like there's a white Skyhawk and a white and yellow Skyhawk. I've got a white only, the white Skyhawk, turn right eastbound now. Start a right turn eastbound, just white. If you have color, don't turn. If you're only white, turn now. Turn. Good job. Now, you guys were way too close. So the white only Skyhawk, you're going to 3-6. Follow that east-west road. You monitor tower 126.6. Yep, it was yellow. White and yellow Skyhawk. Straight ahead over the railroad tracks. Keep your downwind turn inside the gravel pit. You're going for 2-7. That's 118.5. A lot of times you guys will be lining up on the runway. You're going to nail the dot. I mean, it's beautiful. You've got it dialed in, and you're getting down, and you're maybe 10, 15 feet off the deck, and all of a sudden tower starts barking at you. Add power, power now, power, power, power. Take it down to the next dot, next dot, next dot. You have done nothing wrong. It is not about you. It's about the distance between you and the guy behind you. We don't want to send anybody around. And so what we do is we use the dots to stretch it out to where we're legal. So we push you to the next dot. He takes that first dot. Boom, he's on the ground. Now he's taxiing. Now you're at the next dot, and okay, maybe it's only, 1,300 feet, not 15. We're still good. Nobody goes around. Nobody goes back in a pattern. Everybody's happy. So be ready for it. It does happen, and it will happen to you when you least expect it, and we most need it. We are on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. We are landing on 2-7 and 3-6. We have special requests for runway 3-6. So if you're one of the littler guys, we're going to put you on 3-6 for the special request. If you're faster, I'm just going to take you to 2-7. Now, if you get up around Fisk and the little guy really wants 2-7, let me know. I'd be happy to work that out. If you're a little faster and you want 3-6, I'll have to take a look at what I've been feeding them, and it will depend entirely upon whether you can gear down, slow down, get down in a hurry, because there's not a lot of room on this left base for 3-6 to play a lot of games. Not like 2-7 where we've got the hole going up to the gravel pit and the big downwind. 3-6 is a little tighter. Looks like we got a white and red Cessna about a half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm going to make you with a right-hand turn. I know you practice that wing rock, but the wing rock and the turn can just be a little overwhelming. So the white and red Skyhawk, quarter mile southwest of Fisk, turn right now. Turn right, turn right, turn right. Pick up that east-west road. Beautiful turn. We love it when you guys start that turn as soon as we say, especially here because I can't see you out the window to see that wing dip. The white and red Skyhawk on that east-west road, going to 3-6, monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming. Yep, I see him coming. What do you think that color is, though? I don't know. Blue? Might be a blue. Really dark green? All right, there's somebody about a half mile southwest of Fisk. You're a little left of the railroad tracks, and we can tell, especially that close. You want to be sure you get over the railroad tracks. So start bending back toward the tracks. I'm going to give you a right-hand turn. Brown, it is. White and brown. White and brown Cessna coming up on Fisk. Turn right eastbound now. Turn, turn, turn. Start that turn. Start that turn. Turn eastbound. Skyhawk over Fisk. Turn right eastbound. Turn right eastbound. There we go. There we go. You're going to follow that east-west road. You're going to runway 3-6. You can monitor the tower now. 126.6. Have a great time.
Any chance of 2-7 for the white and brown to say hi to a friend?
White and brown, absolutely. Make it a left turn northeastbound. You can pick up maybe a 30 heading and rejoin those railroad tracks. Go ahead. You're going for runway 2-7, the white and brown. White and brown up the railroad tracks for 2-7. Good job. Nice recovery there. And you're going to monitor the tower now 118.5. 18.5. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Wave to Air Force One as he departs underneath you. Have a great time.
Appreciate it. See you.
And we got, that's a twin. What do you think that is? Aztec? No, it's not an Aztec. Engine 8, right, is it? I don't think so. All right, we got a twin about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Good wing rock. Twin, because you're low and slow and you're ready to go. If you want 3-6, I'll give it to you, or I'll leave you on 2-7. Say your choice.
Roger, 3-6, lovely.
All right, white and blue Seneca, right turn, twin over Fisk, right turn, eastbound, pick up that east-west road. Nice job getting it down low and slow. That makes life so much easier for everybody. Oh, what a turn. I love that turn. You go ahead and monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming.
Roger.
I'm getting behind myself here. I got a red and black. Sorry about that. Red and black coming up on Fisk. Turn right eastbound now. Turn right eastbound. I was on a side channel there for just a second. Red and black coming up over Fisk. Right turn eastbound. Right turn, right turn. Oh, there we go. That's the turn. Follow that east-west road for runway 3636. You monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming. And it looks like we're getting a little off the railroad tracks out there, guys. Be sure you do your best to be right over the railroad tracks. We get how hard it is following the railroad tracks over the nose of the plane. We get it. But if you're left, and then you're right, and then you come up and have to turn downwind, downwind to base, all of a sudden the distance between you and the plane ahead of you has changed. And because that's changed, it may or may not work. So the sooner we get everybody in line, nose to tail, no side by sides, the better off it is down the road. And this is, we're just setting it up for tower. That's all we're doing here. We got a couple coming in. Looks like we got a twin up high. The twin up high, what do you think that is? I'll bet it's a barren. I bet it's a barren. About 3/4 of a mile south. Just go straight ahead and fast. You're going to go for runway 27. I got a red and white. Looks like a Skyhawk out there. Half mile southwest of Fisk. Start a right turn eastbound. Red and white Skyhawk, right turn eastbound. Right turn eastbound. The twin straight ahead. Beautiful job. Beautiful job. Barren, barren. That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Barron, I want you gear down, slow down, get down. Keep that downwind inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower on 118.5. The red and white Cessna, follow that east-west road. You're going to 36. Monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming, guys.
Roger, thanks for doing this.
And we got a couple more coming off the railroad tracks. You guys are pretty close. Are you a flight? Tell me now.
Negative.
Okay, was the negative from... I got a Skyhawk and a Skylane. Who said negative?
54073.
073, okay. Let's see. I got a white and a gray. The white and a gray. The Skyhawk. The 182 straight ahead for 27. The 172 right turn eastbound. Now that's cheating like crazy right now, but that's just going to make it easier on all of us. Be sure that you stay that half mile and trail. You guys were close enough that we probably would have thought you were a flight of two, honestly, out there in the real world. The 182. The 182 straight ahead of those railroad tracks. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower on 118.5. The 172. 172. You're going to 36. Follow that east-west road. Monitor tower 126.6. Be sure you keep your guys' spacing. The guy behind the one is the one who has to make sure that spacing works. So be careful. And once again, we've got some more contestants coming up to the Fisk Funhouse. Looks like it's a Cherokee. Cherokee, a white and a red Cherokee, maybe half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rack. There's the wing rock, the white and, well, it's white and brown, sorry. Turn right eastbound, the Cherokee over Fist, turn right eastbound. Pick up that east-west road. Yeah, I know I said we were going to do the wing rock. I just thought I'd let you have one. Great job there, Cherokee. Pick up that east-west road for runway 36, monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming. And we've got a white and a blue Skyhawk. Nah, he's a little far yet. Now, white and blue Skyhawk, half mile southwest of Fist, rock your wings. No wing rock. White and blue Cessna coming up on Fisk, turn right eastbound. Skyhawk over Fisk, turn right eastbound. If you're over Fisk, Skyhawk, turn right eastbound. Turn, 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 turn. Turn your plane over. Right turn, white and black Skyhawk over Fisk. Right turn, southeastbound now. Are you with me? Rock your wings. Could you do me something?
White and black is rocking, now turning eastbound.
Okay, white and black, never got the rock, but I do see the turn. I want you to go more southeastbound, pick up that east-west road. If you go in that close to tower, it isn't going to work, and they're going to have lots of fun with you. Once again, pick up that east-west road for runway 36, monitor tower 126.6. I got a white and blue about a quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Make it a right turn eastbound. Right turn eastbound for the white and blue. De Havilland, no. Dash, I see the wing rock there. Start that right turn eastbound. Pick up that east-west road. You're going for runway 36. I got another Skyhawk coming up, but you're a little far out. Looks like green and... What is that? Green and orange. Really? Green and orange or green and yellow? All right, Skyhawk, 2-4 Quebec. I'm cheating. Call signs. 2-4 Quebec, you're way past that east-west road. If you're with me, I want you to come back to about a 60 heading. If you hear me, tell me.
I got you.
Okay, well, you got to come back hard and fast now to about a 50 or a 60 heading because you're like a half mile south of the road. It ain't going to work. Green and orange Skyhawk over Fisk. Right turn eastbound now. Start that right turn for the east-west road. Right turn, turn, and turn. Green and orange Skyhawk over Fisk. Start that turn. Start that turn. All right, white and black Cessna, I don't see you turning very much. I want you to go back to Green Lake. Go back to Green Lake and resequence. I got a white Skyhawk here a little bit right of the railroad tracks, about a half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm going to have you turn to join the road here in just a moment. In fact, you can start that turn 3, 2, 1. Turn now. The Skyhawk due south of Fisk, not over Fisk. Turn right eastbound. Turn right eastbound, the 172, due south of Fisk. Right turn eastbound. Turn, 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 turn. Turn, 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 turn. Skyhawk southeast of Fisk. You're passing Fisk now. If you're with me, turn right eastbound. Pick up that road. There's the turn. There's the turn. Be sure you get over the road. See, now that's too far off the railroad tracks, so you weren't sure where you were, reference Fisk and everything else. That's why over the tracks is so important. So that white Skyhawk, Romeo Sierra Hotel, you're now coming south of that road. Looks like you're fighting it back. That's right. Fight for it. Fight for it. Go for 36. You're going to be on 126.6. Everybody on the east-west road over to tower 126.6. I got somebody a little high, a little fast. You're going to go for runway 27. What is that, a dash maybe? A De Havilland? Oh, it's purple. Purple plane, quarter mile southwest of 5th, straight ahead over those railroad tracks. You're going for runway 27. Gear down, slow down, get down. Keep that down when turn inside the gravel pit. Watch for Air Force One departing underneath you on runway 27. Oh, no turn to the east. You're going straight for 27. Up the railroad tracks there. That's it, Purple guy, there you go. Gear down, slow down, get down for runway 27 for the purple fast guy. Once again, downwind inside the gravel pit, right downwind, tower 118.5 for you. I got a white and yellow Skyhawk coming up a half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm going to give you a turn to the east here in, let's say, 3, 2, 1. White and yellow Skyhawk, quarter mile southwest of Fisk, turn right eastbound. That's the way. Yeah. Perfect. Pick up that east-west road. You're going for runway 36. 36, and the frequency for you, 126.6. All right. Let's see now. I got a little more spit. We are landing pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book, 27 and 36. Coming up those railroad tracks, you're going to be 1,800 feet, 90 knots, 2,300 feet if you're a bit faster, 135, 140. But once you get past Fisk, if you're a fast guy, it's got to be gear down, slow down, get down. You've got to get in line behind everybody else. So be ready for that. And I know you're coming in heavy, so you want to practice that so that you don't get surprised, because it will happen. Let's see, Gray Cherokee, quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Turn right eastbound. Forget the rock, just make the turn. Right turn eastbound, turn. Start your turn right now, turn. Gray and White Cherokee, there you go. See that east-west road? It's a little hidden by trees, I know, but if you see the towers ahead and to your right, you want to keep those towers off your right. That follows you right down the road. Great job there, Cherokee. You go ahead and monitor tower now, 126.6. I got a Skyhawk a little left of the railroad tracks. Be sure you come back to the railroad tracks. Skyhawk, quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Start a right turn eastbound. Turn right eastbound. The White Skyhawk coming up on Fisk. You're left of the railroad tracks. I want you to turn right now. If you got railroad tracks off your right near a Skyhawk at Fisk, I want you to turn right eastbound. Turn right eastbound. Turn. That's it. Keep coming. Fight for it. Don't give up. The east-west road is just off your right now. It's about the same distance away that you were following. But remember, if you're not over the road, when that guy in front of you turns final, you're going to close the gap with him. And you may not have enough room to be on the same dot. And then it's a real daisy chain. Yeah, now you understand. That's right. Get over that road. Nose to tail. White Skyhawk, nice job making the recovery. Monitor tower on 126.6.
You're awesome.
I've got somebody in my ear talking about the road thing. And it's really, I get it. I've been in a few planes. I got a couple things going on here. I'll get back to it in just a second. Oh, man, I haven't seen one of those in a long time. It's some kind of military job. White and gray. No, white and blue. Is that a Texan? Texan, half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Wing rock, great Texan, straight ahead. I want you to follow the railroad tracks. You're going to go to 27. 27. Gear down, slow down, get down. Keep that right down when inside the gravel pit. Watch for Air Force One departing off of runway 27, monitor tower 18.5. Thanks for coming. I got another twin coming up the railroad tracks. What do you think that is? Yeah, I don't know. It's white and blue. White and blue twin, a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Wing rock, white and blue. That's a Baron. Baron coming up over Fisk. Gear down, slow down. You got a Texan about a mile ahead of you. Gear down, slow down, get down. You're going to runway 27, straight ahead over those railroad tracks. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. You monitor tower 118.5. Once again, gear down, slow down, get down. We got another Skyhawk coming up. Looks like white and black. You're just a tad far out. You're going to plan for runway 36. I'm going to give you something here as you just get a little bit closer here. And the white and black Cessna, a half mile south of west of Fisk, start that right turn, give you a nice easy right turn, eastbound for that east-west road, runway 36, that's the turn, when we say turn, if you guys start turning, I tell you what, that makes my life so much easier, because then I can jump to the next plane, and I don't have to spend 10 seconds with you and get 10 seconds behind on the next guy. I'm telling you, we love that. The white, that's purple, it's not black. White and purple Skyhawk, eastbound. You monitor tower 126.6, thanks for coming. And I had a question in my ear about coming up the railroad tracks, and you guys are left and right, and you're left and right of the road. And it is, you know, I didn't realize really how hard it was until we started seeing some video and I got a ride. So, you know, if a controller asks for a ride or you want to offer us a ride, believe me, we'd love to take it 90% of the time. Sometimes we just can't because of scheduling, but we'd love to go. And I was utterly amazed at how hard it is to see over the nose of the plane to follow the railroad tracks. You have to follow the railroad tracks so far in front of the plane, it's really, really hard. I got a white Cirrus a half mile southwest of Fist. Turn right now. You're going to follow that east-west road. You're going to 36 as well. Cirrus, in the right-hand turn. I see the turn now. Great job. I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. The white Cirrus over Fist, you're going for 36, tower 126.6. Until you've been in the plane and tried to do it, you can't really understand. You can't get a good grasp of just how difficult that is because those railroad tracks make turns and stuff. Well, when does it turn? Well, I see it maybe a third of a mile ahead of the plane, and so now I'm kind of timing where it turned and then where it jagged back, and it's really easy to get off the tracks, but you just keep fighting yourself back for it because it just makes everything tons harder. White and red Cessna, I'm late. My apologies. You're coming up on Fisk. White and red Cessna at Fisk, turn right eastbound. Turn right eastbound. Start that turn. White and red Cessna over Fisk. White and red Cessna, turn. You want to go a little east-southeast and pick up that east-west road. It's running just north of those radio antenna towers out there. That's usually a good way to spot it. You're going for runway 36. Follow that east-west road. You're going to be on tower 126.6. Let's see. We are doing the Green Lake transition today. Be sure you get familiar with the other transitions that are out there because I guarantee we're going to be using them this year. It's going to be record crowds, record planes, record everything. With any luck, it won't be record rainfall, which has been going on all over the place as well. We've already had Splosh Kosh once or twice. We don't need another one. Well, if you think that was bad, you should have been here for Frost Kosh, man. You want to talk about wearing three shirts out there and freezing your elbows off? Holy smokers. All right, here we go. We've got what do you think that is? Black and white? Black and white low wing about a half mile southwest of Fist. Start a right turn eastbound in 3, 2, 1, now. Start that right turn eastbound for the black and white. That's not black. That's blue and white low wing. What is it, Bonanza? Bonanza, maybe. That's it. Nice job with that turn. Pick up that east-west road. Keep those antenna towers off your right. You're going to runway 36. Monitor tower 126.6. Let's see. I can throw out some more kernels of fun. Let's see. If we were on 1-8, you want to be aware that everybody is departing underneath you. So you want to stay at that 1,800 feet until you're established on the downwind. Not just turning it until you're established, because once you turn to the downwind and get established on that downwind heading, that generally clears you of all the traffic that might be departing underneath you. And then you want to start your descent. And I get it. It's totally counterintuitive to descend on the downwind. But we need to have you level with the tower windows when you start your base. So you want to be down even with the tower windows, the control tower windows, when you turn base. This helps control your speed on the base and the final. Because if you've got people who are doing that, and then somebody's at pattern altitude, diving down behind them, we're going to lose 1,500 feet real fast, and then the dance begins. Traffic coming out the railroad tracks, you're doing a really good job of being over those railroad tracks. We appreciate that. I get how hard that is. Looking over the nose and flying like, I get it. I totally get it. And you are doing awesome. Somebody said you're Air Force One. I think they're yanking my chain.
What's the most common actual runway combination?
It really depends on the wind. 2-7 by far. We really don't like to use 9 unless we're stuck because we don't have an out. With 2-7, we could extend a downwind. We can make a shorter base. But if you're coming up the railroad tracks and there's a jet straight in for 9, we don't have an out. That jet's going to blow past you, and we're going to have to try and take you behind him, watch for the jet turbulent wake, come back around. We just don't have a lot of outs for 9. So 2-7 by far, probably 90% of the time we want 2-7. On 18-3-6, it's really dependent upon the wind. With 3-6, we have more options. White and black Cessna coming up on Fist, turn right eastbound. White and black Cessna, turn right. Thanks for the turn. I'm going to keep talking if it was you that was asking the question. If we use 3-6, we've got a lot more options to get people down. If we're jammed up with planes, we can slide over to 3-6 right. And if you get assigned 3-6 right, you want to think Sun and Fun. With Oshkosh, you want to land and get off as fast as you can. With Sun and Fun, you want to land long and taxi fast until you get past the cones they have set up showing the end of the runway. If you turn early on 3-6 right, I personally have had planes have to wait until we can find a guy with a radio, with transportation, to get out there and get you across the active runway 30 minutes. 30 minutes on 3-6 right. So 3-6 right, it's sun and fun. Land long, taxi fast, straight ahead, and no turns. White and black Cessna on east-west road, minor tower 26.6. Have a great day. I got another white Cessna about a half mile southwest of this. Start your right turn eastbound, a right turn eastbound. You're going to 3-6 as well. Cessna coming up on Fisk, all white. I don't see any color there. Turn right eastbound. Skyhawk over. There's the turn I wanted. Yep. Follow that east-west road. Keep those antenna towers off your right. Going to 3-6, you monitor tower 126.6. Is that red? Orange. I'm going to call it white and orange Cessna, half mile southwest of Fisk. Start a right turn eastbound now. Start the right turn. White and, it's pink, isn't it? White and pink Skyhawk over Fisk, turn right eastbound, turn right eastbound. Again, location, 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 guys. If you're in the location and we're close on type or close on color, it's you. We're talking to you. We got sun, we got shade, we got all kinds of stuff going on. And until you're right on top of us, a lot of times we're just not sure. White and pink Skyhawk. The road's a little bit off your right. If you can come back down to the road, that would be awesome. Everybody who's on that east-west road, you need to be monitoring tower now, 126.6. Thanks for coming. I got a twin Baron, but you are already low and slow. That's a Baron out there. I've seen a few of those. It's white and blue, I think. White and blue Baron, half mile southwest of Fisk. Thanks for being low and slow. Do you want 3-6 or 2-7? Tell me now.
We'll take 3-6.
White and black Baron, right turn eastbound. You can start that turn now. Turn. You're going to follow that east-west road. And turn. Beautiful turn right down the road. Oh, I got to tell you, we love that. And the Baron that's at Fisk, thanks for coming. Monitor tower 126.6. Have a great time.
We'll see you. You're doing great.
And we're in pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. We are landing 2-6. Correction, 2-6. My bad. 2-7 and 3-6. 27 and 36. We're doing the Green Lake transition today. Be sure you get familiar with some of those longer ones. I guarantee we're going to be using them. There's going to be so many planes coming in, so many people coming in. It's going to be insane. We're going to bust records all over the place, kind of like Sun and Fun did. And we got a couple more coming up the railroad tracks. Looks like they're doing a pretty good job of staying over the tracks. We do appreciate that. It makes it so much easier when everybody is nose to tail and not side by side. Yep, he's coming. He's nice, a little far. Don't get ahead of yourself. Once again, if we start making calls, location is the key. If we're saying half a mile and you're in that half mile bubble, we're talking to you. Low wing, high wing, the location is number one. I got, I'm going to call it Legacy, half mile southwest of Fisk. Looks like white and blue. I want you to start a, well, I tell you what, would you like runway 27 or 36? Tell me now.
Would like 36, sir.
3-6 it is, right turn, Legacy, right turn, gear down, slow down, get down, 3-6, you got to make that turn, you do have traffic, it's got about a mile and a quarter ahead of you, so you got a chance, gear down, slow down, get down, otherwise it ain't going to work and tower won't like it. Oh, you go ahead and monitor tower now on 126.6, thanks Legacy, have a good time. Looks like I got another one coming up, I'm going to say white and blue, I'm not sure what that is, half mile southwest of Fisk, rock your wings. White and blue, half mile southwest of Fisk, rock your wings. Nice wing rock there. White and blue, start a right turn eastbound. You want to go eastbound, right-hand turn, pick up that east-west road. Yes, that's my grandson in the back beating the crap out of my wall.
Hey, Fisk, we appreciate what you're doing, bud.
I'm loving it, man. This is just fun for me. I had a great time when I did it in real life, and I'm having a great time again.
Fisk, it's 2-4 Quebec. We're white and black. We made the turn to a 36.
Okay, I don't see a 2-4 Quebec anywhere close to Fisk. So if you're 2-4 Quebec and you are not in the immediate vicinity of Fisk, you need to make a left turn and get back to the railroad tracks. Remember, location is key. Location is key. So if I'm saying a half mile out and you're not a half mile, I'm not talking to you. There's going to be a lot of planes that have a lot of similar characteristics, the color schemes, the types. The location is really the key. And what you did there is very common. We get that all the time. I got a red and white Skyhawk over Fisk. Turn right now. Red and white Skyhawk over Fisk. Turn right now. Pick up that east-west road. Turn. Great turn. I appreciate the help there, sir. Pick up that east-west road, monitor tower 126.6. The white and black Skyhawk coming back to the railroad tracks, that's exactly what we need you to do. If you mess up like that, get back in line. Now, something you want to put in the back of your mind is if you do make a turn and it's not the right spot and you don't see a gap to get back in line, go back to Green Lake, go back to Ripon, and dogfight to get in line again. Don't try and force it because it just compounds problems. You want to think location, location, location. If he's saying a half a mile, then I'm not a half a mile. It's not for me. And we've got it coming up on about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Looks like a white and blue Skyhawk. Turn right eastbound now. Right turn eastbound for the white and blue Skyhawk, half mile southwest of Fisk. Coming up on Fisk, the Skyhawk. Oh, looks like it's white and black. White and black Skyhawk, turn right eastbound. Turn right eastbound. See, I fooled you. I was talking to you, even though I said it was blue. Blue and black from that distance are swapped all the time. Location, location, location. If you're about a half mile out, we are talking to you. Great recovery back to that road, the white and black Skyhawk. Monitor tower 126.6. Yeah, looks like we got somebody high and fast coming in. That's fine. Keep coming. Keep coming. But once again, high and fast, I'm probably taking you for runway 27. We got a nice little daisy chain for 36. It's just going to make it easier all around. I know what they're doing over there on 36. We're feeding them slow guys so they get used to what's going on. Once again, we're on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. 27 and 36, tree 6 are the arrival runways. 1,800 feet, 90 knots, 2,300 feet. If you're a little faster, like 135, 140. But once you get past Fisk, if you're fast, it's going to be gear down, slow down, get down. And what do we got here? That long easy coming up over Fisk. Give me a wing rock straight ahead. I got a green and white Skyhawk approaching Fisk. Green and white Skyhawk, right turn eastbound, right turn eastbound. Long easy, I got the wing rock. Great job, sir. I want you gear down, slow down, get down. Follow those railroad tracks, right turn inside the gravel pit. You're going to be monitor tower 118.5. Green and white Cessna, nice job. You're a little bit north of the road. It'll be a little further to the right. It's right next to those radio antenna towers ahead and to your right. Good job coming back. Going to 36, 126.6. And looks like we got another Cessna coming in. Gold. No, it's not gold. Might be yellow. We're going to say white and yellow Cessna, a half a mile southwest of Fisk. Turn right in 3, 2, 1, turn. Start that turn. White and, it's yellow. White and yellow Cessna, turn right. Turn right, turn right, turn right. Good job with that turn. Pick up that east-west road. You're going to runway 36, monitor tower 126.6. And the next contestant on Name the Runway. Where is, what in the world is that? Black and white? Black and white, a half mile southwest of Fisk. You're going to start a right turn eastbound in 3, 2, 1. Turn, turn, turn. Black and white, he's blue and white. Blue and white coming up on Fisk. Turn right, turn right, turn right. Yep, that's right. I am talking to you. Yes, I know all that stuff, but this is how it really works. This is how it works. You're going to get wrong colors. You're going to get wrong types. High wing, low wing, and location. Those are your best bets. That blue and white there on the east-west road. Thanks for coming. Monitor tower 126.6. And we've got some more contestants coming on. Looks like we've got one that's up a little high. I can't tell which are quite yet. Definitely a twin, but the twin you could plan on 27. I have a Cherokee. Cherokee, yeah, Cherokee. Cherokee, a half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm going to have you turn right in 3, 2, 1, turn, turn, turn. Pick up that east-west road. Cherokee, turn eastbound. Baron, wave to the Cherokee as you guys go over top of each other. Beautiful job. I love seeing that. The Baron, Baron, straight ahead. Gear down, slow down, get down. You're going for 27. Follow those railroad tracks. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Tower 118.5. The Cherokee that's eastbound on the road. Nice job. I bet you've never been that close to a Baron before. But you're going to follow that eastbound road 436. Go to tower now, 126.6, and give a listen. I got a Cirrus coming. You're a little far out. I think you're all black at this point. We are on 27 and 36 arriving, pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. Dun, 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 dun. We need everybody over the railroad tracks now. You guys get side by side. You got to be over the tracks, that half mile and trail. What's green and black? Green and black, Cirrus, almost to Fisk, turn right eastbound. Green and black, Cirrus, to Fisk, turn right eastbound. Turn right, turn right, turn right, turn right. I got a white and green Bonanza Beach. White and green Beach coming up Fisk. You're left of the railroad tracks. Because you're left of the railroad tracks, you're going to 27. The white and green Beach at Fisk. Give me a wing rock. White and green, there's the wing rock, the white and green beach. I want you straight ahead over the railroad tracks. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower 118.5. Green and black Cirrus, monitor tower 126.6. Nice job. I got a red and white Cherokee, looks like. Low wing Cherokee, turn right eastbound. Quarter mile southwest of Fisk, red and white to Cherokee. Turn. Start that turn, Cherokee. There's the turn right down the road. Nice turn. Keep those radio antenna towers ahead and to your right, off your right. The Cherokee monitor tower 126.6. I got a white and black Cessna. Can't quite tell what it is. Maybe it's white and blue. White and blue Cessna, half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm going to give you a right-hand turn in 3, 2, 1. Turn now. White and black Cessna, turn right. Turn right. Pick up that east-west road. I got another Skyhawk coming up the road. You're a little far yet. You're going to be following the guy that's ahead of you. You guys are spacing out really nicely so far. Now, you see, if I told the number two guy to start his turn, we'd lose that space. So we don't want to do that. Is that white and red? White and red Cessna coming up on a quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Turn right now. Start that turn. Turn. Always pink. White and pink Cessna, turn right now. Turn. Over Fisk, turn. Over Fisk. The white and pink Cessna, over Fisk, turn right. Turn right, pick up the east-west road. White and pink. That's you. Come on, white and red, turn right. The Skyhawk over Fisk. Skyhawk over Fisk. If you hear me, rock your wings. I got a Mooney coming up. The Mooney's fast. I'm going to give you 2-7, Mooney. Give me a wing rock to let me know you're here. All right, pink and white Cessna, I see that wing rock now. I want you to come southeast about a 140 heading, pick up that east-west road. Mooney with a wing rock, nice job, sir. Gear down, slow down, get down. I need you over the railroad tracks. Keep that downwind leg inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower on 118.5. Pink and white Skyhawk. Yeah, I guess that heading's going to work out well, but you need to get over the road and follow the planes ahead. Monitor tower now 126.6. I got a white and yellow Skyhawk about a half mile southwest of Fisk. You can expect a right-hand turn in 3, 2, 1. Start that right-hand turn now. Turn. Start that turn. Yellow and white Cessna at Fisk. Turn right. Oh, there's the turn. That's what I like to hear. Follow that east-west road. You're going for runway 36. Keep those radio antenna towers off your right. Monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming. Dry-mouth syndrome. That's a little better. All right, where are we at? We are on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. 27 and 36 is the arrival runways. If you're at 1,800 feet, you should be doing about 90 knots. 2,300 feet if you got to be a little fast. But once you get past Fisk, if you're fast and high, it's going to be gear down, slow down, get down. You have got to practice that slow flight, especially think about when your plane is like max weight capacity and you're trying to fly in. That's got to be a trick. I'm not a pilot, but to me that seems a little scary. So you might want to practice that beforehand. And a great way to start is to fly it now when it's empty and then go, okay, well, what can I really carry kind of thing. Let's see. We've got some people coming up the railroad tracks. You're doing a really nice job. This looks good coming up over the railroad tracks. I got to tell you, I've seen some zigzag patterns in the past. And this isn't bad. It looks like there might be somebody way out there. I can't tell if you're trying to get into the pattern or you're actually in it. That's all right, though. All right, the Skyhawk that's coming up southwest of Fisk, even as I say that, you start drifting to the right. I get how hard it is, man. I get how hard it is. Do the best you can to stay over those railroad tracks. Just keep coming. Don't make the turn to the left. Just keep coming for now. We're going to make it a right-hand turn, but realize that you're significantly off the tracks there to the point where we'd usually be barking at you to get back on the tracks. So the white Cessna Skyhawk there coming up on Fisk, turn right now. Start that turn to the right. If you're at Fisk or just about at Fisk, start that turn, that Skyhawk, white Skyhawk. There's that turn. That's the turn. Pick up that east-west road. Keep those radio antenna towers just off your right. You're going to 36, tower 126.6. I got to keep wetting my whistle. Can't imagine why. All right, we got another Cessna coming in. No, it's not a 182. It's white and red, it looks like. I don't know. We'll see him here in a second. All right, we got another Cessna coming up, a half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm going to give you a right-hand turn in 3, 2, 1. Start that right-hand turn now to pick up that east-west road. Looks like white. Oh, it's white and brown. White and brown Skyhawk. Yeah, that's it. You're not a 172. You're a 152, aren't you? Good job with that turn. Follow that east-west road. You're going to 36 Tower, 126.6. Everybody needs to be over the railroad tracks. Do the best you can. I get it. It's really, really, really hard. But that's how we keep everybody nose to tail, no side by sides. Looks like we got somebody coming a little bit faster. That's fine. No problem. maintain your altitude, but once again, once you get past Fisk, it's going to be gear down, slow down, get down, and you're going to have to find a spot to get in line. All the fast guys at this point, I'm taking a 2-7 because we got kind of a special request going on for 3-6. Okay. All right, I got a red and white Skyhawk about a quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Start a right turn eastbound. Red and white Skyhawk at Fisk, turn right eastbound. Turn right. Start that right turn. Red and white Skyhawk. Red and white Skyhawk over Fisk. Start that right-hand turn. You're now over our sunshade. I can't see you, so I hope you're turning. Please turn. Oh, you're coming out of sunshade. Good job with that turn. Looks like a velocity up high. Straight ahead for the velocity. Gear down, slow down, get down. You're going to 27. Keep that down when turn inside the gravel pit. The velocity is going to 118.5. The Skyhawk, get over that road to your right. Keep those antenna towers off your right. The Skyhawk's going to 126.6. We're on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. We are landing on 27 and 36. You want to be about 1,800 feet, 90 knots. If you can't do the 90 knots for a long time, I get it. It'd be up at 2,300 feet, maybe 135, 140 knots. But once you get to Fisk, it's going to be gear down, slow down, get down. So expect it. Practice that. Be ready for it because it will happen. It's the only way we can get everybody in is if everybody's doing about the same speed. Looks like a bonanza half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm going to have you in a right-hand turn to the east here in 3, 2, 1, turn right eastbound, bonanza, bonanza, turn right, turn right, turn right, turn right, turn right. There's the turn. That's what we like. Pick up that east-west road. Keep those radio antenna towers off your right. You're going to 36. Monitor tower 126.6. On top of spaghetti, all covered with planes, I lost my poor meatball. That didn't work very good. Hey, you guys looking pretty good down the railroad tracks there. Looks like we got a couple that might be left of the railroad tracks. It's kind of far for me to tell who it is. But we can see when you guys aren't quite daisy-chaining in line there. Do the best you can. I get it. It is really, 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 really hard. I totally get it. With the railroad tracks under the nose and you're trying to follow it as it bobs and weaves and turns and does all kinds of crazy stuff. But that's really where we need you to work hard at. Looks like I got a Cessna Skyhawk. I don't see any color. You see any color on that? Nope. All right. We're going to call it a white Skyhawk, half mile southwest of Fisk. Rock your wings. Skyhawk, quarter mile south. There's the wing rock, the white Cessna, quarter mile southwest of Fisk. You're going to 27. We're going to start splitting it up now, 36 and 27. Skyhawk, you're straight ahead over those railroad tracks for 27. Keep that down one leg inside the gravel pit. Wave to Air Force One as he departs underneath you. Monitor tower 118.5. And what do you think that is, Bonanza? No. Yeah, maybe. Be sure you get over the railroad tracks. My spotters are saying that there's people left and right of the railroad tracks coming up. If you are way off course and there's not a hole, I'm going to send you around. I'm going to make you make the turn at Rush Lake and go back and find a new spot. That happens in real life all the time. I got a white and red. It's a Cherokee. White and red Cherokee coming up over Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Great wing rock there, white and red Cherokee. I'm going to send you straight ahead on the railroad tracks. We're going to runway 27 with you. Keep that down one leg inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower 118.5. Looks like there's traffic merging or overflying there. Everybody on the railroad tracks, keep your eyes open. Traffic coming from west to east. I don't know what he's doing. I see we have the secret missile man. Take him out. All right, we're doing pretty good now. Once again, follow the railroad tracks coming up. We're going to have some fun today. What do you think that is? Oh, it's not a bonanza. Once again, pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. Be sure you get over the railroad tracks now. I can see somebody coming up. Looks like you're significantly right of the railroad tracks. Don't make us send you back around. Be sure you get over the railroad tracks. It's going to mess up the spacing between you and the guy behind you. It's not what's in front of you, it's what's behind you. If you're following somebody on final and he starts doing S-turns back and forth across the final like you're zigzagging on the railroad tracks, what happens? You close the gap on him and nothing flat. Same thing happens here. That's why you got to be over the railroad tracks. All right, I got a white Skyhawk due south of Fisk off the railroad tracks. I want you to turn right eastbound. You're going to runway 36. The white Skyhawk due south of Fisk. Start a right turn eastbound, right turn eastbound, right turn, white Skyhawk, over Fisk, if you're a Skyhawk, turn right eastbound, turn, white Skyhawk, turn right, white Skyhawk, southeast, start the right turn southeastbound, Skyhawk, past Fisk, over the railroad tracks. All right, another white Skyhawk about a quarter mile southwest of Fisk on the railroad tracks, you turn right. White Skyhawk approaching Fisk. Turn right, turn right, turn right, turn right, turn right. Looks like might end in Mike. Skyhawk ending in Mike over Fisk. Turn right. Am I not going out? All right. I got two Skyhawks past Fisk. Not sure what you're doing. I got a red and white Cherokee half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Cherokee half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Cherokee over Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Well, I see my transmit button. There's the wing rock. Red and white Cherokee. I'm going to let you play fun. You follow the railroad tracks northeast. The guy ahead of you, 1 mile, Nordo. Keep your eyes and ears open. Red and white Cherokee, keep that downwind leg inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower on 118.5. If you are past Fisk and you're on the railroad tracks, you need to be monitoring tower 118.5. I got another white Skyhawk coming up half mile southwest of Fisk. I'm going to send you for 3-6 with that right-hand turn in 3-2-1. Skyhawk, now turn right eastbound. Looks like somebody took that turn. You're a mile and a half out from Fisk. That wasn't for you. You got to know your location. Come on back to the railroad tracks. Looks like there's another Skyhawk out there as well. The white Skyhawk over Fisk. If you're over Fisk, turn right eastbound now. If you're over Fisk, turn right eastbound. Turn, turn, turn. Make it a right turn southeastbound. If you're just past Fisk, turn right to the southeast. Right to the southeast. I see the turn now. That's exactly it. I'm talking to you. Pick up that east-west road for runway 3-6. Keep those antenna towers off your right. You're going to monitor tower on 126.6. I got two Skyhawks out there. There's one over the tracks, and there's one to the right of the tracks. Okay, the one to the right of the tracks. Are you coming back to the tracks, or what would you like to do? Tell me now. All right, there's a Skyhawk coming up about a mile southwest of Fisk. Just keep on coming. I'm going to get a wing rock out of you. You can play in runway 27. The white Skyhawk due east of Fisk. If you're still with me, pick up that east-west road. You're doing a good job on recovering there, sir. We appreciate it. 126.6 for you. The white Skyhawk a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. The white Skyhawk a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. There's a wing rock. I want you to go straight ahead, sir. Great wing rock there. Straight ahead over the railroad tracks. You're going to keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. You're going to monitor tower 118.5. Thanks for coming. Be sure as you're coming up the railroad tracks, you stay over the railroad tracks. We're getting some people wide left, wide right, and then they get up closer and they're not sure who's talking to who because they're not sure where they are in reference Fisk. At least I think that's what's going on.
Birch, can you say transition in use today?
I'm sorry, who was that calling with a transition? Try it again. I was on another line.
Pfizer 88 Quebec, just looking to understand what today's transition is in use.